What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey, and it is Foodie Friday. That means all topics on Friday are nutrition related. So, without further ado, I want to jump right into today's topic because it's kind of a piggyback of yesterday's topic. Now, yesterday I was going toe to toe with the myth that there are one size fits all diets, and that's absolutely not true. So I wanted to expand on that a little bit more because I've been getting a lot of questions about the differences between some of these low carb diets. So I decided to speak more on that in a little bit more detail. And I really want to focus on some very well-known low carb diets, mainly the Atkins diet and the keto diet. This is what I see in my clientele base, the preferred two diets if someone is going that route for weight loss or maybe just for better health. So I wanted to focus on those just because those diets are kind of on and popping. Everyone knows a little bit about the Atkins, knows a little bit about the keto diet, even if they're not actively implementing that into their nutrition program. So both Atkins and keto, they are low carb diets, and they have a drastic reduction in like the high carb foods like the potatoes, fruits, grains, breads, sweets, legumes are also in there, sugary drinks, sodas, things like that. But they also have very distinct differences, and I'm gonna get into those a little bit later. So let's focus on the Atkins diet just for a little bit. So the Atkins diet is very well known worldwide, and it's a low carb. It's about, I would say, moderate protein, but it's a high fat diet. And Atkins has definitely changed over the years from the quote unquote original version, but it's still extremely popular. You can find Atkins on pretty much any grocery store or just a regular store. You'll find, Atkins products pretty easily. So the main thing about the Atkins diet is that it's broken down into four phases, and it's really based on daily net carbs. So that's, the total of carbs minus like fibers and sugar alcohol. So the phases. So you have like the introduction or the induction phase, which is phase one. That's when you're only allowed about 20 to 25 grams of net carbs. And then phase two, 25 to 50 grams. Phase three is 50 to 80, 50 to 80 grams. And then phase four is 80 to 100 grams because you're trying to, maintain your weight loss. One thing that I've always liked about the Atkins diet is that it does allow, for more variety of your food choices, just because, as I just stated, as you can see in all the four phases, your net carbs, they increase. And that's very important for sustainability for some people. So if we change gears and look at the keto diet. The keto diet is also, very low carb, about moderate protein and also high fat, diet plan. But one of the main focuses on of the keto diet is, of course, to get you into ketosis. And basically, I know I talked about ketosis earlier. What earlier this week or last week, in great detail, and you should know now that being in ketosis, your body is using your fat rather than carbs as fuel. So that is the main goal for the keto diet, is to always be in ketosis. Now, to always be in ketosis, you have to really restrict your carb intake to only, no more than 50 grams per day, period. You know, that it's not like the Atkins where it gradually increases. No, it's, you know, no more than 50 grams per day or you'll bump your body out of ketosis. Okay, so now you know both the Atkins and the keto diet are both very low carb diets. And in phase one, Atkins is very similar to the keto diet because you have very limited carbs. I think, what is it, restricted up to, you know, 25 grams per day. So that's similar to the keto diet, because your body will be in ketosis with, you know, limiting your carb intake to only 25 grams per day. So both keto diet and Atkins, they definitely can result in weight loss because you are basically decreasing the number of calories you eat, because a lot of things that they're cutting out, you know, being low carb, are those refined sugars, the refined carbs. So the sugary drinks, the juices, the sodas, like potato chips, sweets, candies, things like that. All of those high calorie foods or drinks that we consume that definitely can contribute to weight gain. In both of these diets, you're taking them out. So let's look at the differences. Now, they're both about, you know, moderate protein. We already know they're low carb, but they're both about moderate protein. However, the protein is a little bit lower in the keto diet. At about 20% of the calories come from protein in the keto diet, where in the Atkins diet, it allows for about 30% of the calories from protein, depending on what phase you're in the Atkins diet. And I've said it before, with the keto diet, you know, it's up to 50 grams of carbs, period. You know, there's no transition, no increasing to that, because you're trying to stay in ketosis. And that's the biggest difference, because with the Atkins diet, depending on which phase, you know, your carb limits increase. So again, the Atkins allows for a wider variety of food, and that's going to be important to some people because they can have more of a variety in their fruits and vegetables, and maybe, you know, even incorporate some types of grains. So I think the main thing to remember about Atkins and keto is Atkins it is less restrictive approach than the keto diet, just because Atkins is phases where it does increase your carb intake as you go throughout the program. The bottom line here is you can lose weight on both of these diets, Atkins and the keto diet. However, you know, there are things you want to keep in mind. It's going to be based off your lifestyle, your likes, your dislikes, and what's sustainable for you. The big thing that I always like to point out, especially to someone who is maybe more athletic, they're really into physique training, powerlifting, bodybuilding, something like that. I do point out, hey, with the ketogenic diet, the keto diet, it can preserve your muscle mass as well, you know, when you're actually in that cutting phase or you're in that weight loss phase. And that is very important for someone, you know, who is training for competitions for physique or bodybuilding, or just someone who likes the more defined muscular look. That's something you want to keep in mind. I also talk in great detail about, you know, your metabolic rate, specifically the resting metabolic rate. The keto diet maintains your resting metabolic rate, whereas the Atkins diet and other low carb diets, it can affect your resting metabolic rate. It can decrease it because, you know, it's a low calorie diet. So that's something you want to keep in mind, depending on your lifestyle and what your goals are. as I talked about in earlier episodes, if you do have chronic conditions, you always, you know, want to make sure you're keeping your doctor abreast of your nutrition plans, your diet plans. You absolutely should work with a registered dietitian if you have, you know, type 1, type 2 diabetes, just to make sure that whatever diet plan that you're wanting to implement is not going to have or complicate those chronic conditions or your blood sugar levels. Now, both the keto and the Atkins diet have been shown to improve, like the A1C. It can help lower your blood sugar levels. But again, with the keto diet, if you have type 1, you absolutely want to be careful. And again, keep your provider, your physician, your clinician, whoever you're working with, abreast of what you're doing and making sure that they know, so they can help steer you in the right direction so you can avoid some of those complications. So what's the bottom line here? The bottom line is this. Atkins is less restrictive than the keto diet, and because it's been out and studied for a longer term, we know the effects. With the keto diet, there has not been any research on the long-term effects of someone on the keto diet. So that's something that I always, you know, try to voice to clients I'm working with so they can make an informed decision. If you have any type of chronic conditions, I always encourage you need to speak to your doctor first. That's going to be very important, because if you have any type of chronic conditions, drastically cutting out a major food group can affect that and complicate things. So, excuse me, I caught a little frog in my throat. So it's always going to be this: what's sustainable for you? Being honest with yourself about your likes, your dislikes, and your food choices, and then what your goals are. On both diets, you can definitely lose weight. With the keto diet, it should not affect your muscle mass. It should not affect your resting metabolic rate. These are things you want to keep in mind when you're deciding which one might be right for you, as well as, you know, again, the restriction on your carb intake. So I'll say it again, I'll always say it, there is no one size fits all diet for everyone. You have to be honest with yourself and know what you will be able to sustain. If you have any type of chronic conditions, definitely get your provider, get your doctor involved so you can make a healthy and informed decision. I hope this clears things up. Again, this is Food Friday. Everything is going to be nutrition related. You can always follow me on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey, or follow me on Facebook at JT Greer, Healthy Tycoon. As always, have a great and productive day.